Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English. My name's Rainbow.
And Celine.
Celine, so in America, around this time of month, the end of October, we celebrate a really cool holiday called Halloween.
Oh,
So
Halloween.
what we do is we dress up and we act like really scary monsters, and then we eat a lot of candy. Do you do that here?
Good question. I think it's just for kids. Like cram school kids, they dress up as maybe witches, wizards, like Harry Potter, and go trick-or-treating. But we don't really do this like a custom,
Not in
no.
Taiwan. So in today's article, we're going to talk about preparing food for a Halloween party. So this is something that's really new to somebody here. Are you excited?
I'm so excited, and I like food.
Oh, me too. Let's go to our article.
Halloween treats, too scary to eat.
Boris Karloff and Elsa Lanchester are in their kitchen.
Our Halloween party is tonight, so let's make mummy hot dogs.
That sounds good. How do you make one?
Cut up some puff pastry and wrap it around a hot dog.
Do I need to cover the hot dog?
No, leave space for the eyes. Then bake it in the oven.
15 minutes later.
It looks just like a mummy.
Now, give it mustard eyes.
We can make finger hot dogs too. First, make a few cuts on some hot dogs.
They don't look like fingers.
Slice off some meat at one end to look like a nail. Then, put some ketchup on.
Ew! Now they look just like people's fingers.
Halloween. Halloween.
Teddy is going to dress up as a bear for Halloween. Teddy is going to dress up as a bear for Halloween. Look. Look. These little cakes look just like spiders. They're so cool. These little cakes look just like spiders. They're so cool. Meat, meat. Ray likes to eat meat. For example, beef is his favorite. Ray likes to eat meat. For example, beef is his favorite. Nail, nail. Some people think that people's nails still grow after they die. Some people think that people's nails still grow after they die.
So in our magazine article today, we have two people. One person's name is Boris Karloff. The other one is Elsa Lanchester. They're in their kitchen and they're just getting ready for the party. So Boris says, "Our Halloween party is tonight, so let's make mummy hot dogs."
Okay.
Huh, interesting. So they're a special kind of hot dogs. Do you know about mummies? Or have you seen the movie The Mummy? They're really
Of
scary.
course, of course. I know about mummies, a lot of things. 对，我超级喜欢木乃伊，木乃伊，木乃伊。But the older version of that movie is actually better. The one without Tom Cruise.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That one was like 1999, I think.
Yeah.
I don't like Tom Cruise either.
Okay, yeah. It's our secret. 好，大家有没有看过一部大家对我们来说可能有点老的片子，叫做《神鬼传奇》，是很好看啦。那今天的主角 Boris Karloff 和 Elsa Lanchester 他们在厨房里。诶，大家知道这个 Boris Karloff 和 Elsa Lanchester 是何方神圣吗？其实我也是不知道，我要查一下的。他们呢演过《科学怪人》和《科学怪人的新娘》，这是两个演员的名字。所以我们作者很幽默 ，Yeah, he's so humorous. 好啦，那我们看他们在厨房里面忙什么呢 ？Boris 说：“哎，我们的万圣节派对就是今晚，所以我们就来做一些木乃伊热狗吧。木乃伊热狗， 到底是什么嘞?
Mummy hot dogs.
Oh, what are those?
So in this sentence, we also have our first word, power word, which we talked about earlier. This is the holiday we're focusing on today. It's Halloween. That's H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N, Halloween.So Halloween is a holiday that's celebrated on the night of October 31st. And some people also call it All Saints Day. So people dress up in really scary masks and costumes, trying to scare the demons away. So our example here is Teddy is going to dress up as a bear for Halloween. Oh, so cute. Teddy is going to dress up as a bear for Halloween.
Yeah, so Teddy's going to dress as a bear.
Why? I don't get it.
Because it's Teddy Bear, 泰迪熊啊，蛮幽默的。OK, 今天第一个单字呢，就是今天最重要的一个字啊，就是本课的主题万圣节，就是 Halloween。 那在万圣节的时候呢，大家会打扮成妖魔鬼怪，然后小孩子就会去做什么，做这个 trick or treating, 也就是进行不给糖就捣蛋的活动啦，那一整个就是很欢乐，一点都不恐怖了。那我们今天的例句意思呢，就是刚说的哎、Teddy要在万圣节的时候打扮成一只熊哦。
Teddy bear.、
Yeah.
So then Elsa says, oh, that sounds good. How do you make one? I don't know about these mummy hot dogs either.、
Elsa 就会说、欸、听起来好棒哦，要怎么做一个木乃伊热狗。How do you make one? 这个 one 指的就是木乃伊热狗啦。所以 we don't know what a mummy hot dog is yet, but...We are going to find out.、
Oh, so Boris is really good at this, so he explains it. He says, cut up some puff pastry and wrap it around a hot dog. So puff pastry is like a light or like a skin made from dough, like kind of like on a pie. It's pretty light, not too heavy. We also have the verb wrap, which means to cover.So cover like this. So if you have a pastry and you wrap it around a hot dog, so that means you loop it around the hot dog. And then when you eat it, you can taste the dough on the outside、uh-huh. and the hot dog on the inside. So it sounds like it's a pretty cool food.
Hmm.刚刚呢，这个 Boris 就说，那先切一些酥皮，用它捆住这个热狗。那 puff pastry 就是酥皮。你有没有喝过那个酥皮浓汤？上面那个看起来很多层的这个面皮呢，就是酥皮。那 wrap 就是把什么东西包起来的意思。Yep.
So Elsa's a little bit confused. She says, "Do I need to cover the hot dog?"
Elsa 就说，那我要。这个覆盖住整条热狗吗 ？Cover 呢，也就是盖住、包裹住的意思，跟 wrap 很像。
So Boris says no, leave space for the eyes. There's eyes. Then bake it in the oven.
Okay.
So we have the verb leave. That's L-E-A-V-E. Leave. That means to separate or save something. So when he says leave space for the eyes, it means just make sure that the place for the eyes is not covered by the pastry. So afterwards, when you're all done, you can put it in the oven to bake.
Okay. Boris 就说哎，不用哦，要留空间给眼睛，然后呢，再把它送进烤箱烤。Leave 在这边指的呢，就是留下什么的意思。这边指的就是留下空间，留下 space， 要做什么用呢？要做眼睛来用啊。
Oh, okay.、So now we're going to wait for the food to finish. It takes around 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then later, Elsa says, ding! Take it out.
Okay, so.
It looks just like a mummy.
Ooh. Okay.
So here we have the verb look.That's L-O-O-K, look. So let's learn more about that. So when we say look, usually it's like using your eyes to look at something. So, oh, look, there's McDonald's over there. Oh, look, this is something. But here, it looks like the word look means to appear as. So when Elsa says that the hot dog looks like a mummy, she means that it's shaped long and it's wrapped up just like a mummy.All right, so our example sentence is, these little cakes look just like spiders. They're so cool. These little cakes look just like spiders. They're so cool.
接下来场景就写着了15分钟过后呢，诶，有没有成功呢？ Elsa 就说她看起来就像个木乃伊，看起来是成功了。这个 look 这个动词呢，在这边是看起来。Look like something 就是看起来像什么东西，要记得 like 后面要加上名词哦。也可以说 look like somebody, like, for example, I look like my father, 就是我长得像我爸爸的意思。那如果你想要形容人看起来怎么样，例如这个看起来很开心啊，或是看起来很难过，也可以直接接形容词，例如 Sydney looks angry, 那个 Sydney 看起来很生气，这样也是可以的哦。那这刚刚的这个 word power sentence 是说这些小蛋糕看起来就像蜘蛛一样，真的是太酷了。
Mm-hmm. Cool. So Boris is having fun too, and he says, now give it mustard eyes. So mustard is this yellow paste that Americans really like putting on hot dogs with ketchup. Some people in Taiwan think it's really gross. I don't really like it. It's a bit weird tasting, but sometimes it's good with some kinds of food.
Yeah.
So Boris wants Elsa to draw two eyes with the yellow mustard on the hot dog.
So yellow eyes, interesting. 好，接下来要做什么呢？给这个木乃伊热狗芥末酱眼睛吧。这个 mustard 就是黄芥末酱，常常跟热狗搭在一起，所以很搭哈。所以他们要用芥末酱帮木乃伊开光，就是要点眼睛。
That's funny.
Yeah.
So then Elsa says we can make finger hot dogs too. Huh. So we have our second very strange food. So first, make a few cuts on some hot dogs. Cut here is used as a noun. Usually we say cut like a verb, but here the cut means an opening. So if there are cuts. In the hot dogs, usually it's easier to cook them.
Okay, 就是他们还没做完呢。这个 Elsa 呢就说，我们可以做一些手指热狗。那首先呢，要在热狗上画几道。所以你刚刚听到的这个 opening 就是刚刚说的几道刻痕这样的意思。Cut 在这边指的呢就是名词，意思是刻痕、割痕。所以要做手指热狗呢，我们要先割几道割痕。在热狗上面。
So we're making these cuts in the hot dogs, and then Boris says to Elsa, they don't look like fingers. So he's not really sure about it. He thinks, I don't know why they're called finger hot dogs.
Okay, 他们磕完这个割痕啦，那这时候 Boris 就跟 Elsa 说，他们长得不像手指耶。Oops,
but Elsa says she's not done. So she says, slice off some meat at one end to look like a nail. Then put some ketchup on. So Elsa is asking Boris to cut off the end of the meat.
Okay, 那为什么会不像呢？怎么会这样子？这 Elsa 呢就说要把一头的肉削掉一点，让它看起来像指甲。那 slice 这边是当作动词来用，意思呢就是切或者是削。那 slice off 就是把什么削下来，所以这个热狗不是有两头吗？他就把其中一头的一小块肉削下来，颜色就会不一样，就会像指甲，像 nail。
Interesting. So next we have two word power words. The first one is meat. That's M-E-A-T, meat. So let's look at this word.So we have the noun meat. Meat is the flesh of an animal. So usually we're talking about a mammal or a bird. So if you want to eat meat, you might like steak. Okay, so steak is cow's meat. Pork, that's pig's meat. Or we have chicken. So we usually don't say that fish is considered meat. Usually it's referred to like pork, steak, or chicken. So I usually don't eat that much meat because it's harder to digest, but sometimes a bit of meat is really important for everybody. All right, so our power word sentence is Ray likes to eat meat. For example, beef is his favorite. Ray likes to eat meat. For example, beef is his favorite.
meat 是今天的第三个 word power word 是名词肉的意思，那通常是食用的我们才会说是 meat， 所以如果你长胖了要别人看看你的肉，你可千万别说 look at my meat， 这样很怪的，你可以说 I gained some weight 或是说 look how fat I'm getting， 但别说什么 meat， 真的不要。那刚刚的 word power sentence 意思是说 Ray 喜欢吃肉，举例来说牛肉是他的最爱。
Right. So the next word in the sentence that we're going to talk about is nail. That's N-A-I-L, nail. So let's learn about that right now. So we have several different definitions of nail. It's usually a thin, hard area, that silver thing that covers the upper side and end of each finger and each toe. So this is like our nails on our fingers and our nails on our toes.We have this. There's another way to use nail, though. That's the silver thing for hammer and nail that we used to put on the walls. So different uses. The one word power sentence here is, some people think that people's nails still grow after they die. Oh, that's so gross. Some people think that people's nails still grow after they die.
Those must be zombies.
Ew!
Yeah.Nail 呢是今天最后一个 word power word， 那这个名词呢在这边指的就是指甲。刚刚的例句意思呢就是说有些人认为人们死了以后指甲还会继续长。那刚刚的 nail 呢除了指甲的意思还有意思呢就是钉子啦。
Alright, so the last step is to put the ketchup on. So when Boris says, ew, now they look just like people's fingers. That's pretty gross, but also pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. 接下来 Elsa 就说 then put some ketchup on, 就是说把这个番茄酱放上去，那 ketchup 就是番茄酱了。那最后 Boris 终于认可了，他说哎呀，现在他们看起来就像是人的手指，这个 EWW 的发音就是
you
对，英文里呢要表达恶心就可以用这个撞声词来表示哦。
Yep, so that's pretty you. That's it for today's Halloween party article. Let's go to the magic box and then we'll be back for our wrap up
Hi everyone, I'm Winnie. 今天我们来看 leave 这个动词。Leave 我们学过意思是离开，我们可以复习一下它的三态是 leave, left, left。所以我们就可以造句啊，像是 We left the house at 6 a.m. to catch the plane. 为了赶飞机，一早六点就离开家。这是 leave 最简单的意思。Leave 呢，另外还有留下的意思。比方说，这个珠宝、这个项链是我们阿嬷留给我的，我就可以说 My grandma left this necklace to me. 我们看到 leave something to somebody 这样的句型，或者呢，也可以用 leave somebody something 表示一样的意思哦。比方我说，哎，我爸爸今天早上在桌上留了些钱给我。My father left me some money on the table this morning.还有一种很常见的固定用法哦，像是 leave something until the last minute， 字面上意思就是把某事物留到最后一分钟，也就是拖到最后一刻的意思。像我朋友 Danny always leaves his homework until the last minute， 这样你应该学会 leave 的各种用法啦。 Let's take a short quiz， 自己的垃圾自己丢， throw away your own garbage， 不要留下你的垃圾，这句英文该怎么说呢？Don't forget to check the answer after the break.
The answer is, don't leave your garbage. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hello, welcome back to our wrap-up, and today we're going to pick two words and we're going to make some sentences. These are word power words that you all might use in your lives. So the first word, I'm going to give Celine this one. Celine, the verb look.
Look. Okay, I'm not going to use like in this sentence, so you look pretty.In this dress.
Oh, are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
You look pretty in this top.
Thank you. Okay, so my pick for you is meat.
Look at my meat. Oh, we can't say that.
No, we can't say that.
So I'm going to say, This morning, I had some meat and some eggs for breakfast.
Oh, okay. Did you really?
I did, actually.
Okay.
But now I kind of want more because I'm hungry again.
Okay. Go for dinner later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that's all for today.
That's all for today. I'm Rainbow.
And I'm Celine.
See you next time.
Bye.
Halloween treats. Too scary to eat.
Boris Karloff and Elsa Lanchester are in their kitchen.
Our Halloween party is tonight, so let's make mummy hot dogs.
That sounds good. How do you make one?
Cut up some puff pastry and wrap it around a hot dog.
Do I need to cover the hot dog?
No. Leave space for the eyes. Then bake it in the oven.
15 minutes later.
It looks just like a mummy.
Now give it mustard eyes.
We can make finger hot dogs too. First, make a few cuts on some hot dogs.
They don't look like fingers.
Slice off some meat at one end to look like a nail. Then put some ketchup on.
Ew! Now they look just like people's fingers.
Halloween. Halloween. Teddy is going to dress up as a bear for Halloween. Teddy is going to dress up as a bear for Halloween. Look. Look.These little cakes look just like spiders. They're so cool. These little cakes look just like spiders. They're so cool. Meat. Meat. Ray likes to eat meat. For example, beef is his favorite. Ray likes to eat meat.For example, beef is his favorite. Nail, nail. Some people think that people's nails still grow after they die. Some people think that people's nails still grow after they die.